Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and good morning. Well, I'm glad to be back with you. My first week of the new year didn't quite turn out the way I expected it to. I became a little overwhelmed with keeping up with the life I'm trying to live here in the human world. But we're back on air. Today is lesson 7. I just want to do a real quick review. We did get through the first two lessons last week. The first one is nothing I see in this room means anything. The second one is I have given everything I see in this room all the meaning that it has for me. So those two first lessons are available for you here on Blog Talk on our Course Mastery channel. And so pick them up there if you'd like to pick those two up. And then lesson 3, I do not understand anything I see in this room. Number 4, these thoughts do not mean anything. They are like the things I see in this room, on the street, from this window, in this place. These thoughts do not mean anything. I am never upset for the reason I think. That one is a big, big lesson, very, very important lesson, that we begin to understand that this small self, this ego mind that we literally give almost all of our attention to is actually cunning and baffling, as they say. It's almost like, well, I'm just going to say it's a little crazy, but there is a game afoot. There is an intention. There is an agenda that the ego mind has to keep us continuously focused on the outer world, focused on outer situations. But underneath, what it directs our attention to is a storehouse of perceptions that are in error, a storehouse of perceptions of who and what we are. And because those perceptions are made in error, those are misperceptions, and because this mind, this ego self, is so self-consumed, its only focus is itself, its existence, and it works tirelessly to keep us in the belief system, a thought system of fear. So underneath, whatever value we are giving to whatever's going on outside of ourselves, that is the location, that is where our attention is focused on. But what's underneath that, unconsciously, in like 1/10,000th of a second or whatever, we make a snap judgment, but it's based on a belief system, a thought system, as it's referred to in A Course in Miracles, that is underneath what the ego keeps us focused on, the outer world. And because of that, lesson 5 says, I am never upset for the reason I think. And number 6 says, I am upset because I see something that is not there. Well, when you read this lesson, it really is like, what do you mean it's not there? I see this door. I see this window. I see something outside this window. I see this body. I see this hand. I see this person. I see this building. I see this church. I see this office. I see these things. What do you mean I'm upset because I see something that is not there? Well, here he's asking us to kind of begin to look at the thought system itself. In other words, the value that we're placing on that church, on that office, on that body, on that hand, on that desk, on that whatever's outside that window. In other words, it's the value system that we lay on top of whatever is visible to us through the body's eyes. And so here he's actually asking us to begin to see with new eyes. I am upset because I see something that is not there. In other words, I'm laying a judgment on something, but that judgment is really a construct made in a misperception of what reality actually is. Now, that's that lesson, which was yesterday's lesson, is I am angry at blank because I see something that is not there. I am worried about blank because I see something that is not there. So really, if we are beginning to be able to relate to our daytime life, our normal living life, as we call it, our waking life in the body, in this world, this third dimensional world, if we can begin to at least reflect on the commonality, if you will, between that experience, this experience we're having right now in this awakened moment, that you may be listening to this broadcast here in Course Mastery. If you can begin to see the correlation, if you can begin to imagine it or even pretend that there is a correlation, begin to see if you can connect these dots, that it's literally an identical experience, more or less, with the experience that we have when we fall asleep at night. All night long, we're constructing a dreamscape, as I like to call it, that's made up out of our pure imagination. And in this dreamscape, we are the central character. Okay, sounds familiar. We're the central character, and whatever's happening is happening to us, and we are responding to what's happening out there. And yes, we have a body, and yes, there's a drama, and then there's another drama, and then there's another drama, and it just moves and fades so quickly, and we never ask ourselves, when did I begin to be in this drama, in this place, in this space that I'm in? It just, here we are. Now, if we can begin to connect that supposed reality that seems so very, very real when we're having that experience, until we wake up, and then we see that it was just a chimera. It was just a mirage. It was just a dream. And we can let go of all of the meanings that we had given it. There are times when I've had dreams at night where I would give that, whatever that drama was, a meaning of terror or a meaning of intense joy or ecstasy or fear or, guilt. Right? Oh, maybe I was afraid that I was potentially going to be harmed by someone there. But when I wake up, how do I see it? I see it with new eyes. I see it from an elevated perspective of consciousness. I see it with a corrected perception. And that's what these lessons are leading us to, is helping us to see that there is literally, other than the dream that we're in right now, in this waking moment, as you're listening to my voice, as you're considering studying this Course in Miracles, as you're going about your day today, that seems so very real as a reality, is a mental construct. And if we get upset today, if we become worried today, if we are angry today, or whatever it might be, we could take that lesson to heart and say, you know what? I'm not upset for the reason that I think I am. I'm giving value to something that has, as our previous few lessons have already explained to us, it only has the meaning that I'm giving it. It only has the meaning that I'm giving it. And so today, we take the next step, and these are quantum leaps. Make no mistake, and I know we're going to have lots of, many of us, certainly I had a lot of resistance to this. When I first started looking at this teaching, I'm like, what? I couldn't even get my head around it at all. What do you mean? I'm angry. I don't understand why I'm angry. I'm upset for a reason that I don't even understand. And then lesson seven, I see only the past. I see only the past. So take a look around the room where you are right now. And do you see a chair, or do you see a bottle of water, or do you see a window, or do you see a door? You know, how do you know what those things are? How do you know that it's a chair? How do you know it's a bottle of water? How do you know it's a window or a door? Where do those names come from? They come from the past. They come from the learning of the world that we've been handed down and the mutual agreements that we've all made that, okay, in our Western culture, in our English language, that's a chair. And we've all agreed to that name, and we said, that's what it is. But if you close your eyes right now, and I give you a word, and then see what comes up in your mind, what picture, what image comes up in your mind. Here it is, ready? Refrigerator. Okay, what color was your refrigerator? Which house was it in? Was it the house you're living in now, the apartment you're living in now, the home that you used to live in, the home that you lived in when you were with your parents? How many refrigerators, how many images have you seen? And I just gave you a word that we've all mutually agreed upon as a definition, or I shouldn't say a definition, but as a label that we would put on something in the world of form that we all agree on. Yes, that's what that is, but we all are going to see it from the perspective of the past. And we all have a different vision. Many of us that are listening to this and heard that expression in this moment might have seen a white refrigerator. Others might have seen a black refrigerator. Others might have seen a stainless steel refrigerator. Some of us might have seen a small one that we had in our hotel room. You see, we bring everything from the past to the labels that we put on everything we're experiencing throughout the day. I see everything. I see only the past. I see everything from only the past. And as I see it, as I'm experiencing it now, I bring all of that perception to it, and then I modify it, maybe just a little bit, based on the present experience, continuing to give more definition, more meaning to the things that I see. We can begin to see what the process is underneath our daily experiences that are going on in just fractions of a second, where we're providing value and meaning from the mind of the small self, the ego self, based on its filters and its history of learning about what is and what isn't, what's good, what's not, what's real, what's not, and whether or not we like it or not. And when we see something that looks like something from our past that we don't like, didn't have a good experience, well, of course, we paint it with the color of that experience. How fun. And sometimes how terrifying, right? Sometimes a little terrifying. I see only the past. So let's jump in. Let's read today a little bit about what this lesson has to offer. This idea is particularly difficult to believe at first. Yes. Yes, it is. Yet it is the rationale, I should say, for all of the preceding ones. It's the rationale for all of the preceding lessons. I'm never upset for the reason I think. I'm upset because I see something that is not there. These thoughts do not mean anything. I do not understand anything. I'm giving everything I see all the meaning that it has. And nothing I see in this place, in this present moment, means anything, except the value that I bring from applying today's lesson to it from the past. Sentence number two says, it is the reason why nothing that you see means anything. You see, in reality, everything we could, this is such a fun discussion, I think, when we get a chance to really dig into it a little bit, because what if we could say that everything I see is an event? Was yesterday an event for you? You betcha. You know, the dreams you had last night, because when you were in that reality, that perceived reality of a dream world, all those things that are happening are events as well, are they not? Yes. And yesterday was an eventful day. Oh, we had news in the world this week. We've had news over the weekend. We have events. It's all about these events, right? These events, we could say, when we begin to really grasp and understand this teaching, and this is a thought system. The thought system of the world is a thought system of fear and guilt, quite simply. The thought system of the Holy Spirit, truth, God, love, this curriculum that we have engaged in is the thought system of truth. The thought system of eternality, eternity, the thought system of God, if we could say that way, that we could accept that. And that is just simply, we could say, the thought system of love. And those two thought systems completely, completely, as we said the other day, completely whole within themselves and completely different. One is made up. The dreams that we had last night, the thoughts that we had, the experiences that we had, we can all agree, I would believe, right, that it was just made up. The thought system that we're experiencing right now today in our waking state of mind in physical human form is also made up. And A Course in Miracles tells us quite simply that all events are neutral. So we had all these events yesterday. We had events in our sleep last night, and we're going to have events all day today. This conversation is an event. But in this conversation, we are turning to the thought system of love. That's what A Course in Miracles is. It's a thought reversal system. Whole and complete within itself, it's the thought system of love. It's the thought system of truth. It's the thoughts, if you will, that are being shared with us through this teaching that reveal to us the actual misperception of the world that we've all made agreement to. We are so much more than just a physical being in the body. And the depth of our mind, if you will, is so far beyond our grasp, really. We're really only almost always focused on the surface, the event, what's going on, right? If all events are neutral, if this indeed is true, we could say in sentence number two, it is the reason why nothing that you see means anything. It's neutral. We are the ones who are deciding from the past experiences that we've had what values we paint onto all of the events that we'll experience today. Sentence three, it is the reason why you've given everything you see all meaning that it has for you. It is the reason why you've given everything you see all the meaning that it has for you. It's the reason why you do not understand anything you see. We keep trying to figure out what it is, what it is. Oh, and guess what? Let's throw another little wrench in the gear, so to speak. Because we don't even really know who we are or what we are. And that is the most valuable, I'll say important, but valuable takeaway from A Course in Miracles. We begin to awaken to our true self, capital S self, capital I identity, capital D divinity. But the ego does not know itself, and constantly we're in search of who am I? But while we're in our search for who am I, we're real busy deciding what everything else is. Is it good? Is it bad? Is our opinion right? Is it wrong? can we get enough people to agree with us that we maybe we're right? And then that gives us a little self-worth and a little self-esteem and a little value. Anytime we want to wage war, we get as many people as we can to take our side in the battle, right? So we're bolstered and justified in our attack, which, of course, is just a defense. It's the reason why you do not understand anything you see. How humbling, yes? And to the ego mind, the small self, humiliating, right? You see the tie between those words, right? We've been given the admonition for many, many, many hundreds and hundreds of years, you know, to be humble before God. Not because God needs you to worship her, but simply because you don't know what anything is. And the ego, as you might imagine, is like, I'm never coming back to this church. I'm never coming back to this study. I'm never coming back to this. I'm not coming back to this because I know. As soon as we start telling ourselves and we let that ego ring in our mind and say, no, wait a minute. I know. I know what's right. I know what's wrong. And we establish our positionality. We are deeply invested in the mind. That is kind of crazy. It's very crazy. Because the truth is, here it is, it's the reason why you do not understand anything you see. So what if we went through our day today, no matter what we saw, and said, you know, I don't really know what that is. I know that looks like a tape dispenser on my desk, but I don't really know what that is. What does that mean? Well, I know it's a tape dispenser. Of course I know what that is. Well, really, but maybe. How did they make the tape? Where did the dispenser that's holding it come from? How many people were involved? What resources were used? I mean, if we tried to trace back anything that we see, we would be on a journey that would last a lifetime to discover even what almost anything is made of or how it was invented or where it came from. You know, see, the ego says, no, I know, and it says that based on the present experience, the present event, and puts a value on it and moves on. But the truth is, we don't know what anything, we don't really understand anything we see. And it's the reason why your thoughts do not mean anything and why they are like the things you see. In other words, if the things I see, if I don't understand anything that I see, then I really don't understand my thoughts. Wow, what a conundrum. How do we get through this? Sentence six. It's the reason why you are never upset for the reason you think. Because we place values on things, and those values are just made up. Takes us back to lesson six. It is the reason, sentence seven, it is the reason why you are upset because you see something that is not there. In other words, I'm giving value to something. I'm not saying that the tape dispenser is not there on the desk. I'm saying my perception of what's really there is just made up. And that is what's not true, not what's real. Old ideas, sentence eight, old ideas about time are very difficult to change because everything you believe is rooted in time and depends on your not learning these new ideas about it. Yet that is precisely why you need new ideas about time. So here he's introducing time. This first time idea is not really so strange as it may sound at first, but look at a cup, for an example. Do you see a cup? Or are you merely reviewing your past experiences of picking up a cup, being thirsty, drinking from a cup, feeling the rim of the cup against your lips, having breakfast, and so on? Are not your aesthetic reactions to the cup, too, based on past experiences? I like cups. I don't like cups. I love coffee. I hate coffee. I've had bad experiences with cups and coffee. Whatever. Or great experiences. Whatever, you see. What is the feeling from the rim of the cup against your lips, having breakfast and so on, drinking from the cup, being thirsty? Are not your aesthetic reactions to the cup also based on past experiences. How else would you know whether or not this kind of cup will break if you drop it? What do you know about this cup except that you learned it in the past? You would have no idea what this cup is except for your past learning. Do you then really see it? Look around you. This is equally true of whatever you look at. Acknowledging this by applying the idea for today indiscriminately to whatever catches your eye. For example, I see only, are you ready? I see only the past in this pencil. I see only the past in this shoe. I see only the past in this hand. I see only the past in that body. I see only the past in that face. Do not linger over any one thing in particular, but remember, to omit nothing specifically, glance briefly at each subject, and then move on to the next. Every day, we are in class. And we've got a full agenda for the day now, don't we? Right? To simply allow whatever we're experiencing to be what it is. To not lay on top of it our system of judgment and value and meaning, to see if we can withhold judgment and look at whatever we're experiencing today through the eyes, dare I say it, you ready? Through the eyes of perfect innocence. Everything I see in this room, in this place, out this window has no meaning. I don't need to give it value. I do need to withhold judgment. I do need to withhold value that I paint on something, because if I'm truly going to be honest with myself, and this is a course about self-honesty, it's a big step, I really don't know. I know that's humiliating. I may not want to tell my boss today that I really don't know anything. Right? That may not go over well. So you don't have to do that. This is internal work that we're doing. A game. Why not? Play a game. Right? Let's play a game. Because you're already playing a game. And it's called Make a World. Let's make a world today. And let's say that the name of the game is, if we can withhold judgment, if we can humble ourselves enough to admit we do not really know what anything is for, except by seeing it from our past, and start being in the present moment now, withholding judgment, withholding thinking of placing value, we begin to just see that it just is. It's just there. This Course in Miracles book is just there. And I get to choose, because all power in heaven and earth is mine, to create by placing my thoughts, my value, my meaning onto whatever I see, whatever's there. I see only the past. Well, this has been a very fun lesson for me today, and we have an assignment now. We're in the class all day today. You don't get out all day. You'll be in the classroom all day, regardless when or where you are. If you can remember to just pause, you can even set a timer on your phone. We all have these smartphones. You can set a little timer on there about every 15 minutes, every 30 minutes, to just write this in there and just say, and let this come up on your screen. It says, I see only the past. Do not linger over any one thing in particular, but remember to omit nothing specifically. Glance briefly at every subject and then move on to the next. You know, I love you. Thank you so much for being with me today. We're going to close out with a simple prayer that today we will allow only that which expresses Christ consciousness. We will be present today to the truth that we do not know what anything is truly for. We will look with the eyes of innocence and withhold our judgment. And so it is. We let it be. Thank you, my brothers and sisters and mighty companions, for being with me today. I love you so very much, and I will make every effort to be with you tomorrow. God bless, and we will see you then.